You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Episode 425 of After the Whistle, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. Before we get into the show, there's some things coming up at Seneca that I need to tell you about. Obviously, the Hoops Hangout for the college basketball. Go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com and check out the Hoops Hangout. There's the solar eclipse viewing parties that also come with hotel packages. Wine pairing dinner at Western Door on Thursday, March 21st. That's coming up. Also, you know what's coming to Seneca, Riv? Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. All
you
right.
You spin the wheel.
Oh, yeah. Dana White.
Not Dana White. Vanna White.
Vanna White. That's it. Okay, yeah.
Dana White. So for more information of what I just shared with you and everything else going on at Seneca, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com and you can find all the information going on there. Concerts. Everything. So go check that out. So Ryan Miller tweeted 10 hours ago, after a 10-year hiatus, the Catwalk for Charity came back to Buffalo and it was a huge success. Special thanks to all the kids from Courage of Carly, especially Sophia. Thank you to the Buffalo Sabres, the alumni, all the sponsors and everyone who came out for a great cause. A great event put on by the Sabres. Remember we had Millsy on and he was saying that the Sabres were kind of taking the reins and running with it a little bit more than they had in years past. And I will say that I thought they absolutely nailed it. So congratulations to everybody involved. Ribs, you missed a great night. There were a lot of shenanigans that had gone on.
I know that I know it is such an awesome event. There's a lot of boys that came back for it. You guys probably hung out and had a good time. What was the biggest take that you had from the weekend, seeing the boys?
My biggest takeaway, I think, from the entire night and weekend is that clearly Ryan Miller made a massive impact on this community. That is by far the biggest takeaway.
Right. Right.
I had no idea what to expect. Okay. I had no idea what to expect. And I turned the corner and I came out on stage and I was like, holy shit, there are a lot of people here. And someone even said they could have probably sold more tickets and made it even bigger than it was. But it was a great event and it was just, there were a lot of guys that came back. The cause was fantastic. I think the way they spun it with the Courage of Carly and incorporating the kids and having the kids design the outfits and that the alumni guys were wearing, I had to wear a tutu with a hot dog glasses and like a hot dog hat. It's kind of where the ketchup came in somewhere along the line. I'm not getting into that story, but it was a fantastic night. And my biggest takeaway is just, well, this team hasn't been good since Ryan was here. I'm not saying that's all because of Ryan or not. I'm just saying. So it's like the last memory that these fans have or taste of success was when this guy was in net. And what people don't realize, and I think especially players today, is what this guy did in the community along with dominating the NHL in net.
Yeah.
So that's my biggest takeaway. And I said that to him. I said, man, you know, I dropped him off at the hotel. I said, it's incredible the impact that you made when you were playing here. I said, it's so hard to see when you're living it and you're in it. But when you're removed from it, and then all these years later, all these people come back and spend all this money to go to an event for a player that hasn't been here in 10 years.
Right.
So it right. speaks volumes. It speaks volumes, and it speaks volumes to the respect that the Sabres have for Ryan. And again, I'll just say it. It's like the impact that he's had in the community, watching him interact with people. I mean, the guy, he talks to everybody, takes time out of his day to make sure he talks to everybody, and a total class act. And I look forward to next year. That's all I'll say. I hope he can make it next year.
Very cool. Very cool. He is a pretty incredible person. You know, obviously the hockey person in Ryan is probably the best goaltender that I ever played with. And I played with some good ones, but he was a step above the rest, just who he is, how he prepares, how he does things. But like you said, what makes it really special is looking back on things that he created and did in the community when he was playing too and playing at the highest level. So I'm sure the catwalk for charity absolutely knocked it out of the park. It'll only get bigger and better. And it's good to see it come back, because I know that when we were as players, I know that we really enjoyed it. So we got to give some praise to our boy, Alexander Nylander. Alex Nylander got traded from the Pittsburgh Penguins at the deadline and got traded to the Columbus Blue Jackets. And in 12 games that he played, 12 games he's played this year, he has 8 goals and 11 points in 12 games. He's a +3. So they are very clearly giving him an opportunity to really show what he can do, because he didn't get a whole lot of opportunity in Buffalo. He played 4 games, then he played 3 games, then he played 12 games in the 3 years that he played for Buffalo. He got moved on to Chicago in the Joki Haru trade. And in 65 games that year, had 10 goals, 26 points. And then he moved on to Pittsburgh the last 2 years, where he spent most of his time in the minors. He played 9 games for Pittsburgh Penguins. And then this year, he played 5 games. So he's been in the minors the entire time. Finally gets an opportunity in Columbus where they actually play him. He's averaging 16 and a half minutes a game. He has 8 goals, 11 points in 12 games. And I'm happy for him, man. I really am. I really am, because just as a young kid growing up, playing the game, you know, obviously having a brother that is, you know, a couple years older than he is, both very successful, drafted in the first round. God, man, I would just hate for one brother to have all of the success and another brother not. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not uncommon. Like, what, did you feel bad for Brent Gretzky or Keith Gretzky? I mean,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I think, yeah. I think what you're saying and what I'm taking from that is that you just don't want to ever, you know how much went into this for a guy to get drafted seventh overall. He was misused and mishandled. He wasn't like, developed
just
properly.
Such a bonehead move by the Sabres when they chose to send him to the minors at 18. It to me, it was just such a failed opportunity to allow this young person still to develop, right? And I look now, and we're looking at Zach Benson, and you're like, yeah, you know, he's 18. He probably could have went back to junior hockey, and it probably would have done him some good. But it also, I think Zach Benson, looking at the way that he plays, has really taken on this opportunity that he's been
given. Zach Benson and William Nylander or Alex Nylander are completely different players.
They are. Yes, they are. Like, they are.
What Zach Benson brings to the table, I still don't know that Nylander has that in him. And I think that's probably what the biggest mystery is. Does he have that? And
well, that's true. But, you know, Zach Benson doesn't have what Alex Nylander has either. And that's the ability to skate like he does. He's very fast, very fluid, you know. And that's what is eye-catching when you watch, you know, Alex Nylander play. He skates exceptionally well. But you look at back all those years of, I think, misrepresenting him and developing him and putting him in the right spot mentally, physically, allowing him to mature. I think they rushed it. And I think it hurt him a lot. I think it hurt Alex Nylander a lot. Now, that being said, on the other side, he's had to work for it. He's had to really work for it. He's gone to the minors. He's played and developed his skill set, which I think is important. And now he's getting an opportunity right now to play. And I hope that he can take advantage of it.
Good for him for getting put back on the map anyway, because he was buried in the minors, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know what time of year it is? It's March Madness time, and I have two words for you. Hoops Hangout. Starting Thursday, March 21st through Sunday, March 24th and Saturday, April 6th, it's the College Basketball Tournament Watch Parties at Seneca Niagara.
Catch college basketball tournament action with your friends during March and April in your one-of-a-kind viewing area at Seneca Niagara. To reserve your spot, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com.
Nothing else comes close.
Saw the game on Saturday. A lot of people criticizing the team. I thought they played all right.
Every single game that is lost is the biggest missed opportunity. Like, I can't even imagine if the Sabres could have pulled that win out in Detroit, what that would have done for the standings, for everyone. Now looking a little bit outside, right? Looking a little bit outside. Have some work to do. Going to need some help from other teams. But the Sabres are right there in the hunt. I really do believe that. You know, right now they're sitting 5 points out. And
like, Luukkonen lets in that goal from the half wall. Like, the hash marks there. Like, goes behind him, hits dead center of the net. I mean, that's a very uncharacteristic goal for him as of late. Then you have, how about the play by JT Compher diving and knocking it over to Patrick Kane at the side of the net?
What, desperation?
That's a winnable game.
But what was the difference in the game?
Physicality, in my opinion. Is that not where you're going with this?
I don't know where I'm going to go with it, because I just think that the Sabres played, I think they played well. I didn't think they played great. There's some things, like, for an example, you bring up the Patrick Kane goal. Okay, Patrick Kane's sitting on the backside. He's not, is out of sight, out of mind. No one even knows he's back there. And you have JT Compher, who makes a play from in front of the net. Okay, he starts in front of the net, and then it's like he's making this desperation diving play to hit it over to Patrick Kane, who's wide open on the back door. And it's just like, it seems like Detroit needed this game. They have played extremely poor for quite some time now. And it was a game where they got home and they knew how important this game was. Okay. This is a critical game. I just look at both sides. You have one team that is very young, very immature, and really hasn't been in these situations very much. And you have another team that is much more veteran-laden. And, you know, am I unhappy? Yes, I'm unhappy. But the better team won the game. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. I would. It's just, I look at these standings and I just think, imagine that's a 71 for Buffalo and a 72 for Detroit.
Right.
Just, it makes all the difference in the world. Then you have Washington winning some games out west that I didn't expect them to be winning. You know, Crosby breaks an 11-game goalless streak yesterday, and they end up winning 6-3.
Like, listen, in the same night, Petey, okay, when you could have gone into Detroit and pulled out a win, on that very same night, you had the Islanders lost in overtime. You had the yep. Rangers beat Pittsburgh. You had the Arizona Coyotes beat New Jersey. It was like everything was aligned. For the Sabres, it's almost like all these other teams are doing Sabres a solid by playing so poorly and just basically not winning hockey games. But another lost opportunity. And it's about, you know, at this time of year, like, I'm going to tell you, like, I do believe that the Sabres can make the playoffs, but they have to go on an epic game-winning streak. That's just basically how teams do this. And they haven't been in a situation all year long to have a long winning streak. Now they've played well, but is this team currently right now, with what you've seen in the first, how many games they've played, is this a playoff hockey team?
Why is Devin Levi here?
Why do you think he's here?
Is there an injury?
I do not think so.
Okay, I don't think so either. That's so. In case you need an extra goalie on the Western trip.
I don't think that's the reason why you're bringing him on this long okay. road trip. I think you're okay. bringing him on the road trip to play him.
Puck over Eric Comrie.
Well, you can use whatever terminology you want. I don't think the Sabres are, you know, screwing over Eric Comrie. I think they're at a point where they cannot play UPL every single game. He is going to get worn out, because he's never been in a situation to play games like Hellebuck or all these goaltenders that play, you know, upwards of 60 games a year. This is the first time that Ukko-Pekka-Luukkonen's played this high in a game total in the NHL. Okay. But they also need wins from their other goaltender. And I think that they're
going... You can't get that from Comrie. Is that what you're saying?
I think they feel a lot better about using Devin Levi to come in and steal a game. Yes.
Greg, are you telling me, are you telling me that, while UPL has gone on this run and developed into a number one goaltender, and Eric Comrie has sat and ridden shotgun, when he gets his chance to actually be the backup goalie on a team to win a big game, you're telling me that now you're going to leapfrog him and go to the fucking minors? That's like getting in a car crash and not calling Celino Law. You're going to go to the minors for your attorney? Or are you going to stay in the pros? It's a no-brainer. You go with the experience. And in this case, if you've been hurt in a car crash, you call 888-888-8888. That's not the number to the minors. That's the number to the pros. That's the number to Celino Law.
I don't have a problem with it at all. So I do. we can dig our feet in and we can battle on this, but
I have a problem.
I mean, Devin Levi is a better goaltender than Eric Comrie.
Is
he gives you a better chance of winning. Yes, he is. 100%.
Okay. Yeah. Projected to be, but you can't say that he is right now.
In the minors, he's been tearing it up.
It's great.
Okay.
It's great in the fucking minors.
Okay. Well, what has Eric Comrie done?
Tell me what
Eric Comrie's done to sit there at the most important time of the year when every single win counts. Explain to me what Eric Comrie's done.
He's been a good soldier.
That's it?
Is he a good soldier? I think this is a blatant kick in the balls.
Okay.
If he ends up playing.
Do you know when Eric Comrie's last win was?
No, he hasn't played a lot lately. So if he's lost his last couple games when he's only played a couple games in a month, and maybe that's probably
so his
why.
Last win was October 21st. He hasn't
Levi's
won a game
more
since.
More fresh than or more game ready than Comrie? Is that what we're saying?
I think that if you need a win, you're going to play Devin Levi 1,000%. Every single solitary win counts.
I really
Eric Comrie
to
is not
going to
get
goes.
It done.
I'm not saying I disagree with the decision. I'm not saying it's a bad decision. I'm just saying I don't agree with the decision. I don't personally agree
it's confusing.
With it. Of course it's confusing. Because you want to see it. You want to try to catch me on my fucking words. When really all I'm saying is I understand the move, but I don't agree with it. After you explained it to me and gave me your explanation as to why, I still don't like it. I still don't like it. You got a guy that sat there and has literally been.
But would you make the decision if you. You know, now that we've talked about it, would you make the decision to bring up Levi?
No, I wouldn't. I would not have made that decision unless there was some sort of injury at all to either goaltender at all. That's the only circumstance that I'm bringing up Levi. It's not just because he's been playing in the minors.
Well, I mean, the team very clearly feels that Devin Levi will give them the best chance to win a hockey game. They're going to bring him up. He's a young guy. I think they still want to get his brain accustomed to, you know, being in the NHL. I really do believe that. And it's nice to say, hey, you went down there as a good soldier, and now we're going to call you back up, and we need you to be the best you could possibly be in the game that we put you in. And I don't know what game he's going to play. But he will give this team by far the best chance to win over Eric Comrie. And that's just the way it is. Eric Comrie has not played a lot of hockey this year. Maybe he has. Maybe he did play some time in the minors. But this is all about wins. Everything is about win. They only have, you know, how many games left in the season? Every single win counts. Every game counts. So they're going to put the best players in the lineup that will give them the best chance to win. And that's why they called up Devin Levi. Because he's been playing, man, in the minors. Gotta give him credit that
I understand that. And I hope that none of this has anything to do with Devin Levi. It's just the circumstance. I think more about Eric Comrie.
What about him?
Yeah, well, it's because you want to sit there and say his last win was October. Well, fine, but fuck, like, this is a guy, he's playing for his career too. He's obviously gone after this year. I think he probably knows that.
I would think so. Yeah.
So it's just, it, you know, or you give him a chance to prove that he can back up UPL.
He's had enough chance here. Oh, he's had more than enough chance here with the Buffalo Sabres organization.
I don't believe that. Solidified. I don't believe that at all. I don't think he's been given a fair shake. What are we talking about? Fair chance. Like, he's just been a goalie here. That's all he's been, is just a goalie here.
What more do you want out of him?
Never really part of the plan. Never really, you know, given, you know, a true opportunity. Just a goalie here.
Yeah. What more did we want out of him?
I don't know.
Like,
don't,
last year, for example.
I don't even know what his capabilities are. But
last year he played in for the team last year. They had a 3-goaltending, you know, at one point there was a 4-goaltending rotation. He only played 19 games that year. His goals against average was 3.67. His save percentage, Petey, was 0.886.
Well, what goalie was playing well here? UPL was in the same situation. The only guy that was stable here was Craig Anderson, and they still chose Levi over him last year in that biggest game of the year at home. Do you remember? Maybe it wasn't Levi. Maybe they went, can't remember who they went with. Maybe it was UPL, and they should have gone with, I remember we had that conversation. We wanted them to go with Craig Anderson. But my point is, what goalie has been good here in the last few years? We have goalies leave here that we thought were terrible, and they go win fucking Vezinas. So how do we really know? We can't base anything off last year. The team has just recently, in the last few weeks, started to even acknowledge the fact that they're playing better defensively in their own zone.
And the team has changed the defensive mindset. They have definitely been more competitive. There has been a big improvement, which is a good sign, because they're a very talented hockey team offensively, and they will score goals, but you gotta understand how to defend in this league too. But getting back to, you know, Levi, Comrie, you know, they called him up because I think they feel that Levi gives them the best chance to win the game. And at this point in time, that's kind of what it's all about, right? It's just about winning games. And, you know, I think Eric Comrie has been a real solid soldier. I know he's very, very well liked in the dressing room. But at this time of year, it's just about every single game counts. So we'll see what happens.
So where does Levi play? Does he play tonight in Seattle? Then you go Lukanen the rest of the way with, like we talked about, Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, because they're spread out enough. Like, you got the 19th, 21st, 24th.
It's a real good question. I could probably see them give it to Levi. I mean, I could probably see them giving this game here tonight to Levi, giving Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen just an extra day's rest. That'll give him 2 days where he's not in the net. Then he comes back, plays the 19th in Vancouver, 21st in Edmonton. And then he's going to play in Calgary on the 24th for sure. Then he's going to play on the 27th against Ottawa. Then I would imagine one of those two games is going to be given to probably Levi. And then Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen will come back on the 30th. Like, I mean, you got to play him. He has been the best player on this team for a large, large amount of the season. He's having a career year. It's like you gotta ride that. Just like other teams are riding their number one goaltender at this point in time, I think you're gonna do the same thing with UPL. And Devin Levi is gonna come in, and he's gonna probably play some pretty damn good hockey, because the kid's a good hockey. He's a hell of a goalie. And he's going to be excited to get back in the net. So his spidey senses are going to be ready to rock and roll in the game that he plays, whether he plays in Seattle or Vancouver. One of those two games.
Seattle's done. Their season's over. They're 11 points back of a wild card spot, and that's Vegas. So they're done. I mean, there's quite a drop off in the West. It's almost even set out West. So Seattle's done. Both teams are in very similar positions in their standings.
But the Buffalo Sabres have never beaten the Seattle Kraken.
Well, that's why we have zero. Levi. Has Levi ever played against Seattle?
I do not know.
No? Well, I do. It was January 9th, and they lost 5-2. Here's to hoping we don't get a repeat of that one. That'll do it for After the Whistle, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close.